Off to Ivy Tech we go on a Thursday afternoon, and the Vice Chancellor of Ivy Plus Careers is our great friend Adam Gross. Adam, good afternoon. How are you?
Doing great, Mike. How about yourself?
Well, summertime, buddy. It's done and gone. My, oh, my. Sent the kids back to school yesterday, so that's the only holiday in August for us with kids going back. It's Parents' Day. Now that's over with. So I'm back to the grind. You're back to the grind. And what day? I've written down here the 5, 12, 19th, the third Monday of the month of August, August 19th. Ivy Tech opens its doors. Where'd our summer go, buddy?
It flew by. We were just having so much fun out here and helping out so many students one day at a time, and it just flew right by.
Thankfully, it's not over yet, and there is time to get involved. Chancellor Coyne sat with me in the studio last week, and we got to talking about everything, but what we didn't get to do was some of the more the programs that you have expertise in. So you joining us today is absolutely perfect. Ivy Plus Careers is exciting. You've got some ASAP programs as well. Some of the non-traditional things happening along with traditional. Today is the 8th of August. We still have time to get signed up for the first 8 weeks or the fall semester. Tell us our key deadlines, Adam, coming up before we get into all these great programs you guys provide.
Yeah, first, I want to get the VIP treatment sometime and get invited to the studio. But
you're invited. Door is the door. Just give me a little heads up so I can call the cleaning lady. So we got to get that clean.
All right, appreciate it. Yeah, so you know, with our 8 week terms, our classes, there's really every day is a good day to come in. There's always a start date approaching, so we love to see students and help them out. So whether they want to come in today and get registered and start looking at that August 19th start date or our second 8 weeks, there's really an opportunity. That 8 week benefits the students because it lets everyone get everything in line, get everything in order, you know, start building your schedule out, getting the classes around you. We put enough classes in at each start point that the students are all going to be able to get what they need and just really get set up. So, yeah, the goal of that is to really have a lot of success oriented, get them ready, get everyone in the spot. So, today is a great time to get started.
It's never too late because you can get those electives out of the way if the exact path you want isn't ready to go just yet. That's great that you guys have those availabilities every 8 weeks. So you don't put somebody, you don't have to say, oh, I missed the semester and I can't get started until January. No, not at all.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, if a student wants to come to us today, start talking to whether it's our admission team, you know, what is it take to fill if they need help filling out the application, navigate that financial aid, you know, so we can start sourcing all the amazing free aid that's out there, whether it be our Next Level Jobs funding through the state or different scholarships and grants. So if they come to us and they want to take a few weeks to get that ready, we'll have classes start in October. And even if they don't know what they want to do and they need guidance, we've got an amazing career coach team. We've got three career coaches on my team that would be willing and love meeting with students and helping them. We've got some great tools that, you know, we get to know the students, start talking through, like, what is it that would really help them with a great career? What, you know, sort of engagement would they have? What would be a great fit for them? So a lot of great resources that would give us some time to help everyone.
Yeah, and that's academic resources. That is professional resources as well. They'll get you covered regardless of whatever step in the process you are in. And as you mentioned, Adam, which I think is most important, there's a lot of kids that are either just I don't know what I want to do when I grow up. No problem. Come on in. We'll let you do it. Tuesdays at the Tech are a great way just to feel everything out.
Absolutely, yeah. Tuesday at the Tech is our great program that we have every Tuesday here on campus. So we bring in different resources. It's not every Tuesday. Our next one is August 13th. But there'll be a lot of great resources there. It's really the great starting point. So we've got a team that will be able to meet with them 3 to 4 on Tuesday, August 13th. We'll do tours of the campus. They'll be able to connect with everyone to start learning what it is that they need and how to get to that spot.
And all the great resources that Ivy Tech promotes as well. You can get tours and see what's going on of the labs and classrooms and all the other fantastic things going on over at the West Side. Our guest today is Adam Gross. He is the Vice Chancellor of Ivy Plus Careers. All right, buddy, Ivy Plus Careers, tell us what that plus means and how folks can get involved.
Yeah, so my team is the Ivy Plus Career Team. So we I have two focus. So we've got a team of career coaches that help meet the students, working through the traditional career coaching aspect, whether it's building a resume, career guidance, figuring out what we want to do when we grow up, things like that. But we also have a small team that is out partnering with industry, so learning it is what it is that they need, how Ivy Tech as a whole college can support their work, whether it's customized training, connecting their employees through our academic tracks to build a partnership, or just general awareness, right? We've got every program we offer has an advisory board, so my team is tasked with going out and engaging with industry to make sure that they have seats on that advisory board so that they are, we want to listen to them. What are the upcoming skills that those companies need so that we can start tailoring our curriculum, our training, our program as a whole to meet those needs of industry, really just making sure we're aligning all of our work with supporting industry so that we're supporting that workforce development so that all the companies in our area can grow and thrive and expand and continue to enrich our communities.
And there's different pathways, Adam, to getting to that the fields of demand as well. Some are quicker than others. Some we need to like nursing, we need to get ready in fall for next year. There are different pathways. It's important to sit down and make sure we're not missing these deadlines, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where we want to call on that team. So whether it's working with our advising team to figure out those dates and steps and getting ready, or our career coaches to figure out what you want to do, or working with our enrollment specialist to make sure we're getting those dates. We're here to support them, so really just we want them to come in, meet with us. We'll have some great follow-ups and keep them in line and engaged and make sure that we're working towards all those dates. So we want everyone to be ready and meeting the deadlines as a requirement there.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Why? So it's easier. You can do meetings via Zoom. You can come to the campus. There's all kinds of ways to do it. And the barriers, there's just not a lot of them up there. So whatever industry you want to get into, I know we've got some super popular fields of interest that are brewing and in classes that are developing as well. When we look at these, if I haven't been to school in a couple years or I'm looking to change careers, these are the people we're trying to target, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got programs that can help everyone, whether it is someone that's been working with a company for a few years and they're ready for that next step, ready for a promotion. Let's talk to them. We want to figure out a way that we can get them those skills and certificates or a few classes that would help them, you know, refine that resume, show that their employer that they're ready for that next step and ready for promotion, or if it's someone or in an industry that are ready for a big change, we've got students that are doing that every day, so we want to bring them in. Our faculty are ready to support them and create a welcoming environment, so whether it's upskilling into a new role within a company or retraining into a new industry completely or fresh out of high school and ready to figure out what they want to do, we've got all sorts of students with all those different backgrounds. Our faculty come from a variety of backgrounds, and we want to help everyone.
And the great part about this is Ivy Tech is one of the most affordable educations around. Talk to our listeners, Adam, as we always do, about scholarship opportunities. When do we need to sign up for those? Some of these next-level jobs, you really don't have to pay anything to get upskilled in advanced. This is not fake news.
No, this is real. Yeah, Next Level Jobs is a great program that we love to promote. We love to see students use it. It's state-funded that the state rolled out a few years ago, so they've got a list of all those future careers today, really, that are needed and vital to make sure our economy is growing and thriving. So they've really addressed those vital things. So everything, you know, majority of our programs meet that need, so it is like all of our healthcare programs, a lot of our HVAC program is part of that. You know, those traditional hands-on careers that really are going to help people get into some great careers with a lot of upward growth, a lot of high-wage, high-potential careers. A big one that's a big focus is our IT program. So just about all of our IT programs meet that next-level jobs requirement. You know, for a student to be eligible, they really just have to have that high school background. So either they've graduated high school or earned that high school equivalency, be an Indiana resident, and be willing to file that FAFSA to get to see what other aid they might be eligible for. and have earned a prior degree. As long as they meet those requirements, we're going to find a way to provide that first year, that first certificate for free for students. So IT's our big focus for this month of August. We want to really see all the amazing IT careers. These computers seem to be sticking around for a long time and pretty vital to our roles. So,
and when they don't work, oh boy, we saw that. That's not much fun either. So
exactly,
everything from cybersecurity to cloud tech and data analytics, informatics, IT support, network infrastructure, and software development, that's coming up the final Tuesday at Ivy Tech, and that'll be our next level jobs information session. So you talk about highlighting it. That all comes together, and it's an exciting, exciting time. You're right. Those jobs aren't going anywhere, Adam. And tell our listeners what your job placement rate is. That always makes me laugh in a good way.
Yeah. I mean, all of our students that are applying for those degrees or that are earning those certificates, they're all getting some great careers, a wide variety of careers here locally. You know, every company has an IT team, whether they want to support those in the healthcare industry, right? IU Health has an amazing IT team that's hiring our students, and we partner with them. You know, the French Lick Resort, we've got an amazing internship program down there. And then our contractors, really, for the Department of Defense, everyone around Crane, there's a lot of growth within IT that we are looking to support with students and graduates. So whether it's an internship or earning and finishing that degree and then going to enter the workforce, there's a lot of ways to connect and support unique industries by helping support their IT. So it's a lot of great potential there.
All right, buddy, one more before we let you get back to work and get you everybody raring to go for the new semester that starts on August 19th, not next Monday, but the Monday after. So you got a little bit of time to get ready to go. Tell me about your accelerated programs and how folks can get involved with ASAP.
Yeah, so our accelerated programs are for those students that are really eager to earn that two-year degree and you know, that traditional two-year associate degree, but they're ready to hit the ground running and get focused. So they take additional classes, and so they can accelerate that. So typically our ASAP students are someone who's fresh out of high school looking to enter the workforce or earn a transfer degree. So they're going to earn that two-year associate degree in 11 months. So we cohort them together. It's a great way to save a lot of money, save a lot of time, of course, and then also just build a great partner. Like, you know, they're meeting their students that they're working with, so great relationships within those cohorts so that they can come to us, earn that two-year associate degree, 11 months, and really then transfer on and join. If they want to go into a four-year, a year later, they're going to be a junior at IU or another four-year partner.
Now, we have high school and junior high and K through sixth or whatever. We split them in here in Monroe County going on. Can folks just starting high school start taking Ivy Tech credit hours? Does that start now as well, or is that a little bit later down the road in the semester?
Yeah, we've got dual credit as soon as those students are starting high school, they're starting classes with us. So dual credit starts right away. We've got an amazing K-12 partnership. We've got a whole team that focuses their work on that. So wide variety, everything from your intro English classes up to we've got some welding partnerships for dual credit. Really covers all the bases there and a lot of great way that students are able to take a lot of classes, earn some dual credit, earn college credit while they're still in high school. In fact, there's a lot of schools that are starting to build a model where they're earning a one-year certificate, a college certificate before they graduate high school. So we love seeing those students cross in some cases, they're graduating from us, and then the next week later, they're going and walking in their high school graduation. So,
like Dr. Wolfker's daughter.
Yeah, she's one of them.
That's a great story. Now, these high school kids, they've got enough pressure being teenagers and all the other things going on. Do they tell their counselor to do this, and then the counselor contact? How does this all organically develop here?
That's one route. We've got some great relationships with counselors, but they're willing. Best route would be to give us a call, set up a time to meet with our admission team. They're the experts in getting ready for that ASAP program. So just give us a call, set up a time. We'll meet with them and, again, show them the class, meet some of their instructors, some of the faculty that will be teaching their classes. Even we do shadow where they'll meet with a current ASAP student or accelerated student, and they can who best to explain why they went that track than a student themselves. So let's let them do all the talking for us.
Exactly right. Your kids are your best advocates, and well, they've gone through everything. They know all the details. It's the firsthand experience that you can pass on. Okay, Adam, where do we go for all of our fantastic information for all of these different programs and resources?
Check out our website, ivytech.edu/Bloomington. We've got all of our information on there. So if you want to learn more about that ASAP program, there's a little drop-down page that they can go and click and learn more about that and schedule an appointment. Or you can give us a call at 812-330-6013, and we will get everyone connected to who they need to talk to.
Awesome job, my friend. I hope you had some time to recharge your battery over the summer and get ready for the fall. Did you do anything fun?
I put a garden in, grew a lot of tomatoes and cucumbers.
Yeah.
A lot of time at home this summer.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. And when we only had a handful of days in the 90s as well, that made it awfully, awfully nice. Well, it's not going to rain until this time next week, so don't let all that hard work. Make sure you put some – I know I don't have to remind the gardeners, but put some water on all that love you've already put in the ground, buddy.
Yeah, every day I have to.
Good. Tomatoes for everyone. Cucumbers for everyone. Oh, I like the sound of that. Are you growing anything over in the nature part there at Ivy Tech?
I can't say they have a garden over there, but it is. They've gotten some. They've really expanded some trails over at the Outdoor Learning Lab, so they know they've done some infrastructure work to add some resources there, so that cleaned up the trails, added some like rest areas, and made that a great little spot. So just off our Indiana Center for Life Sciences, there's a nice little area that we have our outdoor learning lab for our biology students.
Well, I'm excited to see your garden go in there for next year. You can have tomatoes and cucumbers on campus. That's even more important. Great job as always, buddy. Great to hear from you. And any time you would like to come into the studio, we can make that happen. We can make it happen.
Sounds great. I appreciate the offer.
Thanks, Adam. Great job as always. Best of luck opening those doors on Monday, August 19th. And I know I'll talk to you down the road, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you.